This is A to Z. An Introduction to Islamic Lifestyle. Today's lesson, Reliance on Allah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Trust and reliance in Allah is an admission of our shortcomings and a reliance on Him for success. It is a duty of a faithful to have trust in Allah and to believe that their success depends on Allah's will. Without Allah's will, there is no concept of success in Islam. So if you minus Allah from your affairs, your everyday daily life affairs, this means you can never achieve that success, the divine success, ever. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Holy Quran says, Allah, there is no God but He. And upon Allah, then let the believers rely. See, Allah is commanding the believers here to rely only on Him. Now, you may ask that, you know, okay, fine, there is a reliance on Allah and also a reliance on other than Allah, right? So, you know, what's the difference? Where does the line draw? Our belief says, the Islamic belief, the Shia belief says, reliance on other than Allah can potentially amount to shirk, which is polytheism. But if we look at our daily lives, we rely on so many sources other than Allah, right? So for instance, a baby depends on and relies on his mother. A student relies on his teacher. A friend relies on a friend. How can we reconcile this belief of ours with the reality on the ground? Right now, we seem to be in a quagmire, right? If we have to, as a believer, rely on Allah only. So where do we take all these other reliances? Let's try to answer that question right after the break. Welcome back to your listeners. Today we are discussing the reliance on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So how do we reconcile our belief that seemingly differs from our everyday life activities, right? And what is that belief? That belief is that we rely only on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and nobody else. But in everyday life, we see that we rely on so many people around us, right? Do we rely only on Allah? You know, ask yourself this question. Do we not take help and assistance from other than Allah? Again, a question that we all should ask ourselves. Well, the answer is quite simple, but profound. As Muslims, our reliance must only be on Allah, and any other reliance that we have in our lives has to be looked at and perceived as reliance on the means that Allah has created for this purpose. Allah is the only one who gives any ability to any being or any creature. Allah is the ultimate source of any power and ability. Others have been granted the ability by Allah. So as long as the acknowledgement of Allah being the ultimate source is there, we are not committing shirk in any form. But if someone considers any other source of power to be independent of Allah, they have committed shirk. Allah is the only ultimate source of power, strength, and ability to do anything. Then further, He has delegated certain abilities to other creatures in this world. And that's totally fine to rely on those creatures as long as we realize that their potential ability comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.